Proverbs chapter 15. Let's quickly read verses 1 down to 7. Let the Yorubas, our listener, follow us. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Verse 7. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Managing family conflict. From the passages that we have read, we can see that right from eternity up to now, the issue of conflict exists, and will continue to exist. You can see the writer of this passage. He talks about soft answer. It means that on the other side, another answer may not be soft. He talks about wrath. He talks about anger. He talks about the mouth of the knowledgeable ones and the mouth of fools. So it is an indication that in every family you find all this there. Conflict is a fact of life, and that's one thing you need to know about conflicts. Again, nobody is exempt from conflict. There is no house that is exempt from conflict. Even in the palace, they fight there. Kingly fight. The size of that fight is king size. You know what they call king size? So conflict has no respect for where you are coming from, or who you are, or your education, or whatever you may be. Conflict has their season, and you cannot stop it. That there are some seasons that when rain begins to fall, even rain stoppers, rain makers, they cannot stop that rain. So at times conflict may come, and you are unable to do anything about it. But when conflict comes, you are meant to manage it. We can say that conflict is inevitable in relationships. So when you experience conflict in your family, it's not an indication that, oh, they have gone into sin or they have not committed sin. When conflict manifests, we are to manage it. But if you leave it unattended to, you don't do something about it, it becomes another thing. When issues are left unattended to in a family, it can lead to frustration. It can lead to irritation. It can lead to anger. It can lead to mutual destruction. The two of them will agree, we are going to destroy one another. I've seen of families before, husband telling the wife that I'm the one that will kill you, and the wife is saying I'm the one that will kill you also. Mutual destruction. Conflict, when you leave it unattended to, can lead to denial of blessings. It can lead to secret affairs. It can lead to divorce eventually. It can lead to husband blackmailing the wife and wife blackmailing the husband. It can lead to uncertainty in the home. It can open the door for demons to enter into the house. It can lead to deception in the house. It can promote prayerlessness in the house. And when there is no prayer, there will be powerlessness. It can lead to backsliding of the whole family from following God. It can lead to revival of curses. Yes, within the family. Beloved, there are so many things that can cause conflict in the family. Let me just quickly mention them, and then we now talk about how to solve them one after the other. Number one, financial stress can lead to conflict in the family. That's why every one of us now, we need to apply wisdom in the way we manage our money. Experiencing hyperinflation in the country, and if anybody is just careless with money, they will regret. Another cause of conflict in the home is sexual incompatibility. Somebody wants it 3 times a week, another person wants it 7 times a week. There is need for the two of you to arrive at what the English people will call equilibrium. Taking care of the children can also bring conflict in the family. Differences in priorities can bring conflict into the family. The wife is asking for new clothes every month, while the husband is saying, let us build our own house, let us buy our own car. But the wife is saying, every month I must go to a party, because if I don't go to other people's party, who will come to my own party? They can bring conflict into the family. Mother-in-law wants to be staying in the front with the husband driving, while the wife is saying, go to the back. The mother-in-law came. The husband and wife, they have to vacate their bed for the mother-in-law. You are respecting my mother, you are not respecting my mother, it can lead to conflict. So many things can cause conflict within the family setting. How do we manage it when it comes? Let me just give you some keys that will help us to manage conflict in our family. Number one, acquire knowledge. Not ogbon, knowledge. Buy books about marriage. Attend services that talks about marriage issues like this. When they organize a seminar on marital issues, make sure you find a way of getting there. Learn from people that you can say, oh, this one, they are enjoying their marriage, and listen to what they have to tell you. It's not everything that you say, hey, I must pray about it. Look at the book of Daniel chapter 9. Let's look at verse 2 there. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. What does it say? Look at that verse 2. Said, in the first year of his reign, he said, hi Daniel, understood by prayer. Is that what you find there? Understood by what? By books. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. Read, read. Read, read. Even the Bible that we have, we hardly read it. It's only when you come to church on Sunday. Junior. Where is my Bible? It's over there. And they will take the Bible. We are taking you to church. Until next Sunday. Read. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, read. The little time that you have spent on teaching now, some people, they are gone asleep.